Pinkerton did allow that 15% of the men might be absent or sick, so he lowered the 126,600 number to 118,160. Pinkerton was accurate in some respects. He noted that Confederate generals kept their troops moving about to create the impression that the force was larger than it was, which was the case. All his informants reported that the rebels were short of ammunition, which was also true, and his interrogations had picked up evidence of discontent among Confederate soldiers over indecisive leaders, also true. But the report had enough fatally flawed assumptions, shady calculations, and even glaring math errors that an experienced intelligence analyst would have thrown it into the trash can. Pinkerton claimed that 143 of Virginia's 184 regiments were deployed in front of McClellan around Manassas, a 64% overestimate. More serious, he assumed that the average strength of each Confederate regiment was 700 men, when in fact the regiments never totaled more than 500 or 600 at the most. Occasionally, Pinkerton would get a Virginia deserter who told him his regimental number was far less, even as low as 100, but Pinkerton didn't believe them. The lower estimates, however, should have made him suspect that his 700 average was too high. McClellan would have had difficulty detecting many of these shortcomings, but he could have spotted one with what he learned in elementary school mathematics. Pinkerton stated that the 126,600 total should be discounted by 15% for rebel soldiers absent or sick. But the clerk who wrote his report subtracted 1/15th, or 8,440, from the 126,600 instead of 15%, or 18,990 from the total. Because of the math error, Pinkerton reported the adjusted total as 118,160, instead of the mathematically correct number, 107,610.